The big news today, guys, starts in Buffalo, and the Sabres firing their general manager, Jason Botterill, and they hire the senior VP of business administration, Kevin Adams. Those of you listening go, Kevin Adams, why does that sound familiar? Well, he did have a cup of coffee with the Maple Leafs, a little bit more, a couple of cups of coffee with the Maple Leafs, 58 games over three seasons. An 11-year NHL veteran, Adams did win a Stanley Cup with Carolina in 2006, also 2 years as an assistant coach with the Buffalo Sabres. The Sabres also letting go of assistant GM Randy Sexton. So, Berkey, Stewie, I want your thoughts overall on this. But before we get your thoughts, I do want to read in part the statement issued by Kim and Terry Pegula, the owners of the Buffalo Sabres, in announcing the firing of Jason Botterill. One part read as follows. This decision was made after many candid discussions with Jason during a full review of our hockey operations. We recognize we have philosophical differences regarding how it's best to put our team in a position to compete for a Stanley Cup. So fairly, you know, standardized conversation there in issuing a statement about making a decision. However, what's noteworthy is 3 weeks ago, Jason Botterill was given the dreaded vote of confidence from Kim and Terry Pegula. So I want your thoughts on the timing of this as Jason Botterill dismissed as the GM. Now what, 96 days, 97 days after the NHL goes on pause? Why now, and what do you guys make of this decision? Let's start with you, Brian.
Well, you got three issues when you fire a GM. The first is the former GM, Jason Botterill. Well-qualified, 10 years working in the Pittsburgh organization, has an MBA, played in the NHL. Everyone applauded this hiring. When Jason Botterill was hired, everyone applauded it. And teams have the right to have whomever they want run those teams. But when it comes on the heels of a vote of confidence, it looks like a clown show.
Agreed. Stewie.
Berkey kept it short and simple, but I think it runs a lot deeper than there. And I believe this organization's sort of at a crossroads right now, because the fans of Buffalo, you know, they're going to start, you know, not showing up, and they're really going to hurt the team where it hurts, and that's in their wallets. And, you know, you talk to people around the league, the Buffalo Sabres have probably one of the best fan bases and loyal fan bases in the National Hockey League. So they need to get this right now, because a couple more swings at the plate here now, you know, you got Jack Eichel already not too happy with what's going on. So I think right now with Buffalo now, with the new GM, they got to start rounding out the roster and getting quality National Hockey League players. And, you know, it's tough right now because they have a good farm system in Rochester. It's, you know, 45 minutes down the road, but there's no real exciting prospects. So there's a lot of work to be done. But if I'm them, I would take a page maybe out of the Ottawa Senators book here now, where, you know, they knew they were in a rebuild, but they were competitive. They were exciting. It was fun to watch. And they added some quality hockey NHL players. They had Connor Brown. They got Duclair. They signed Ron Hainsey. They traded for Zaitsev. They had Tyler Ennis. They flipped him for a pick. So they got to now start rounding out the roster and being competitive, and that's the first step in this rebuild.
That's all fair, but what is Kevin Adams going to be able to do that Jason Botterill couldn't do? Jason Botterill helped build a championship team in Pittsburgh. He had some pedigree, as Berkey alluded to. And Kevin Adams, and I like the guy. I was here reporting on him when he played for the Maple Leafs. Very amenable guy and a smart guy, clearly, but zero track record as a GM. What is Kevin Adams going to do that Botterill couldn't do?
Well, what could go wrong? When you hire a guy with no experience in the front office, what could go wrong? There's an organizational impatience and drift in Buffalo. There's mysterious front office turnover. Tim Graham wrote an excellent article in The Athletic a couple weeks ago about the toxic culture there. They had the team for 9 full seasons. They've had 5 coaches. I don't count the coach they inherited and fired. 5 coaches and 3 GMs. The same 9 years in Winnipeg, they've had 1 GM, 1 head coach for the last 6 years. Again, I don't count Claude Noel being fired. Winnipeg's had multiple playoff appearances. Buffalo's had none. So there's this real sense of it's not a good place to work. They're not patient. And they're in a cost-cutting mode now, which is dangerous. Now, to be fair to the Pegulas, their other business interests have been hard hit. They're in the natural gas business, and that business is in the toilet. But if they're in a cost-cutting mode, that affects decision-making, like buying players out. Do you fire the coach? And if the answer is no, we can't afford to pay two coaches, then you're not firing the coach. Kevin Adams was an honest player. He had a career came out of Miami University, Ohio, worked really hard, really smart player, not very talented, but got the most out of his body, worked hard, contributed, and scratched out a great career. Good guy, smart guy, but no experience. What could go wrong?
But I think the one positive, David, is that they do have, I think last time I checked, $35 million in cap space. So they can now, you know, make some, you know, some maneuvers here, get some quality players. But who knows now? It might be a tough draw for these free agents. But, you know, depending on the dollar and everything going on, I think there'll be have some suitors lining up to play in Buffalo next year.
For those wondering, and Berkey, you've always said when a GM comes in, he can choose his head coach. But by all accounts, it's going to be Kruger and Adams together. Part of the statement from Kim and Terry Pegula was that they liked the idea that Adams and Kruger had already worked together, that there was a good relationship there. That's all fine and dandy. But I guess where my question is, that's great if the head coach is in place and you maybe can try and have some stability moving forward. How do you sell this, though, to Jack Eichel? You got to remember, Jack Eichel was taken one pick after Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid, listen, Edmonton's had their struggles as well, but they're going back to the postseason for a second time in McDavid's career. The following year, Austin Matthews was taken first, and Patrick Laine was taken second. As you just alluded to, Berkey, Winnipeg's had a pretty good run of success. Toronto, since Matthews has been there, has been to the playoffs every single year. And Jack Eichel's probably sitting here saying, what the heck's going on here? I'm in a situation that has been in a constant rebuild as they'll miss the playoffs for a ninth straight time. What conversations, if you're Kevin Adams, do you have with Jack Eichel, with Rasmus Dahlin, and with the other nucleus that really want to feel like this team's moving in the right direction?
Well, if I were Kevin Adams, I would find the closest church to whatever faith he belongs to, and I'd pray early and often. There's not much help on the way from Rochester or draft picks. It looks like they might have blown it on the Middlestead pick, but Rasmus Dahlin was a legit pick. Dylan Cousins will work out fine. That's about all the help they have. It's either there or it's going to be there this year. There's nothing much left that's coming from Rochester. So I don't know the answer to this. Someone asked me about this when Ralph Kruger got hired. Ralph Kruger is a good guy and a really smart guy with a great resume. But when you go off the charts to hire a coach, when you hire a coach that has virtually no NHL experience, you remember I said this on TV. When they used to make maps in ancient times, when they got to the edge of the world as they knew it, they put, here be dragons. You know, here are sea monsters out here. We don't know what else is out there. Don't go there. And when you hire a coach way off the grid, that increases the risk of failure, and it increases the risk that you're going to have to replace that coach. Same with the GM with no experience. If they had a chance to go into a very experienced pool, they hired Kevin, and I hope Kevin does a good job. But if he doesn't, it makes the hiring look all the more absurd. Now, to be fair to the Pegulas, they have had Kevin in the organization on the business side, so they've had a chance to evaluate his work ethic and his habits and so on. But it's not an experienced guy, and if it fails, it's another problem. And they have, to be fair to the Pegulas, they have figured out what their football team. The football team's back on the right track. So they'll get this right at some point. But, again, if you're thinking of making a change, then don't give a vote of confidence. It just looks like a circus.
Why 97 days after the pause? When Kim Pegula says we've given him a vote of confidence, this is 3 weeks ago, and then she fires him and says, well, it's based on the fact we've done our investigation and we have philosophical differences. Well, we're 97 days into the pause. Why wasn't this done 80 days ago? And give a better ramp up. We're coming up to some significant milestones. The draft lottery is coming up on the 26th. You know, Kevin Adams is now thrust into a position where, you know, there's 97 days of lost time that he could have been evaluating talent, nurturing and cultivating these relationships with his star players, winning over, you know, the Buffalo fan base as well. It just could have been so much better in a PR standpoint and in a logistical standpoint. They've cost themselves 3 months. That's what I don't get, timing.
Cost themselves 3 months, timing-wise. And I question seriously whether it's fair to fire someone under these circumstances anyway. But that's a different issue. That's just my issue on how long a GM should get before he's fired in a 32-team league. And we'll be at 32 soon. So they have 9 full years with the team. They're on their third GM, and they've had five coaches. Mm. Now, that's not how you win championships. That's not stability. And the timing of this one, after voter confidence, after 90-something days off, is inexplicable. The answer to your question is, it doesn't make sense. You can't make sense of this. You can't say, well, this makes sense if you look at it in this way. It makes no sense.
Stewie, what do you make of it?
Well, who knows? They could have went on a miracle run here if the season ended up coming back, and they could have made the playoffs and won the Stanley Cup. But again, we know that's not the that's not realistic here. But who knows? There's internal discussions all the time with GMs and the organizations, and maybe they had a discussion. Hey, what's your plan for the future here? What are you going to do with this guy? What are you going to do with that guy? And maybe they bumped head on certain subjects. But the timing is a little bit odd. But I had a friend ask me, when the perfect time to have a baby is, and I said, well, I'm coming up here on four kids here. If you're waiting for the perfect time, you're going to be waiting forever. So, there is no perfect time. You got to now trust the brain trust. But as Berkey said, it's a little bit unusual right now. And players now, when they're looking for organizations to sign up with, they want to see that stability, and it starts from the top.
We'll move on in a second, but I do want to ask you guys one final question regarding this Buffalo Sabres move. If you're Kevin Adams, what's the first order of business? So start with you, Berkey. You're walking into a tire fire in many respects.
Jack Eichel. I'm going to interrupt you. Jack Eichel is first. Jack Eichel is second. Jack Eichel is third. He's got to sit down with him right away.
Make him assistant coach.
Well, listen, hey, you mentioned the Prane. What do you say to him, though?
Well, you talk to your star players all the time. They've got to see that there's a plan. They've got to know that you have a plan in mind. They've got to trust you that you can do this job. So you talk to all your top players, but Jack Eichel is the key guy here. And Kevin Adams has to sit him down and convince him that he's got a plan to bring the organization back to respectability. After 9 straight years, the whole time they've owned this team, they haven't seen a playoff date. So he's got to sit down with him first and get him on board. That would be my thing. I'd say to the owner, as soon as the press conference is over, I've set up a meeting. I'm going to take Jack Eichel for a beer, and we're going to talk. And I used to fly overseas to meet with Marcus Naslund, my captain, every summer. I'd fly to Sweden and meet with him in his hometown, Örnsköldsvik, and spend time with him and explain what the plan was. Here's the leadership group. Here's the kids we drafted. Here's what we have in mind, just to make sure the GM, the head coach, and the star player, our captain, were all on the same page. And I would go meet with my captains wherever they were. And the one guy I didn't was Scott Niedermayer. Because I asked him, I said, do you think I should fly up to Cranbrook or Nelson and meet with you? And he said, nah. So I didn't.
But, you're right, though, because the captain essentially is the liaison to the rest of the players. If the players have a grievance or question or what are we doing this, why are we doing that, the captain often could fill in those blanks, right? The GM's not sitting there and talking to 20 players on a daily basis at all. So this is your way to communicate with the team.
Yeah, and Stewie brings up a good point about players wanting to go somewhere. Players and GMs are the same. Like, I'm not sure, I haven't gotten any text from GMs this morning saying, or assistant GM saying, geez, I would have liked to have a shot at that job. They're just as skeptical about going there. Now, they had Kevin Adams in-house. Good for him. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is, players aren't going to want to go there and suffer more futility. And front office people don't want to go somewhere where there's organizational churn, discord, and impatience at the ownership level.
Yeah, fair enough. Stewie, your thoughts. Kevin Adams, what's the first thing you think he should do?
Well, I think you got to reset that culture. And my first thing is, and again, I know he's a personal friend of mine, but you sign a Wayne Simmonds. You find a way to get him locked in, just to sort of stabilize that dressing room. But you got to hit the market hard. And you can really, I honestly really think, with UFA, you can really, change the makeup of your team. And why not go and add a Thomas Greiss or a Corey Crawford via UFA or a Khudobin, but really go out there and try to get four or five guys that you're highlighting here that you could identify as good quality dressing room guys that can play the game. You know what you're going to get over an 82 game season, because they missed the mark on too many guys that they've given the money to that have only did it for one or two seasons. Get quality guys. You know what you're going to get 82 game season. Reset that culture with that organization.
A lot of work to do. Worst overall record in the National Hockey League over the last 6 years belongs to the Buffalo Sabres.